Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting second. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopat covering, for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Stevens moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Helf and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 1 in the game. Helf strikes out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-2 in the game. Helf hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hodgen scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Christman reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Christman moves to third. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Michaels moves to second. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Fannin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-3 in the game. Helf hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fannin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.